If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
That's walk-up music for Terry Savage, the money lady, the one that gives us a savage truth. But today, you have a little financial gossip?
Well, Lisa, a lot going on today. I mean, we've got the stock market at an all-time high, and news that consumer confidence has just plummeted over the last month to a post-pandemic low. And how about this? I don't know why this strikes me as the lead story, but Carolyn Ellison, you remember her. She was Sam Bankman-Fried's sidekick. She turned on him. She ran his hedge fund. She turned on him and helped federal prosecutors decipher the whole huge $30-plus billion scam. She was just sentenced today. She was sentenced to 2 years in jail. Actually, the federal authorities had asked for far less than that. Her own lawyers asked for a get-out-of-jail-free card. The judge said, he said, nope, 2 years. But what's so interesting? Also, she will have to forfeit $11 billion. Now, what 29-year-old do you know who gets sentenced to forfeit $11 billion? What a fraud that was.
Wow. And so she obviously cut a deal to get out of a more severe sentence because she turned on Sam Bankman-Fried,
well, Yeah, he got 25 years, and he was tried on the same similar number of counts. So it could have been a lot worse, but everybody praised her cooperation, so she only got 2 years. She'll have to serve at least 75% of that time. And Bankman-Fried, by the way, let's just round out the financial gossip, is being held in the same jail in New York where P. Diddy is also a current resident.
I read that today.
Apparently
P. Diddy's on a hunger strike, or there's some indication that he is not eating. But $11 billion, so where does that money go? And I bet
the money will go to the bankruptcy.
She cut a deal that she was going to lose her money.
Well, first of all, I searched and searched. She has 10 million shares of an AI company. There are also private settlements she's made with the bankruptcy estate. But the very fact that I'm sorry to say, but she's a very little, mild, mousy little 29-year-old girl, that she could have $11 billion around her, or at least that they could assume that they would get all of the money she has back, up to $11 billion. I don't know. It just made me roll my eyes. So that's my financial eye roll of the day. I hear, you know, people post things on my Ask Terry blog at terrysavage.com, and I sometimes do an incredible financial eye roll. You did what? You believed what? But a 29-year-old forfeiting $11 billion is my eye roll of the day. Meanwhile, yes, the stock market made new highs, and really strange news. Really, you know, it's like we're up here, we don't know there's a hurricane, but I'm starting to read there's a hurricane off the coast of Florida. You don't see it till it happens. Well, here's a little hurricane on the horizon. Consumer confidence plummeted down to 98.7 from 105.6. The lowest, biggest drop since August of 2021, remember, coming out of the pandemic. And that's on all fronts: consumers, current conditions, outlook for future conditions. A lot of pessimism came out in this monthly report, sort of out of left field.
Is it because of the election?
I don't think it's about the election. But on the other hand, we've got the Fed saying, hey, inflation's under control, we can bring down rates. There are some hallelujah choir for, okay, housing will be more affordable. It's very interesting statistic, and it kind of makes you worry, because that's the stuff of which slowdowns are made. You don't want consumer confidence. If you're bullish on the economy, doesn't matter what political party, you don't want consumers going, uh-oh, just before the traditional Christmas shopping season that's around the corner.
All right, few questions for Terry Savage. Of course, you can always find her at terrysavage.com. Terry, my mom had a condo. She pointed out that she has passed. And an irrevocable living trust with me is the only successor. Should I change the condo to my name or another trust? Who do I see to do that?
Okay. She had a revocable, not irrevocable. Irrevocable means you gave something away, you could never, ever get it back, but it's not part of your estate. She had a revocable living trust. Good thing for everybody. That means that your successor that you named, the daughter in this case, now owns the condo. And yes, now that she, the daughter, has an asset like the condo and probably some other things, maybe a retirement plan. Well, you don't need a will for that because, or a revocable living trust because you just name a beneficiary. But for everything that's not a retirement plan or insurance policy, you need an estate plan, a revocable living trust. So now the daughter has to go find an estate planning attorney. And you can find one at search-attorneysplural.com. That's a website of the estate planning bar. And make her own revocable living trust and think about who will be her successor.
All right. Not sure if this is Terry's expertise or not, but should an IRA be placed in a trust or have beneficiaries after I pass away?
An IRA should always have beneficiaries. The trust doesn't own the IRA, and the IRA passes outside of the trust. You could name the trust as beneficiary, but that does away with something that's really helpful. A beneficiary, other than your spouse, gets 10 years to keep the money growing, and over that 10-year period, they can take the money out. So you do want to name a beneficiary, or one, or two, or a contingent one, all to my son, but if my son were to predecease me, then all to my sister, or something like that. So yes, name a beneficiary, and you don't need a lawyer for that. Call your IRA custodian and ask. You can do that online if you're online with your account, to name a beneficiary.
Bob has sent in a text. He said, I purchased stock almost 30 years ago. Over the years, dividends were rolled back into the account. If I were to sell some or all of the stock now, how are capital gains determined?
With great, great difficulty. Mm-hmm. It's fine to do that kind of reinvesting of dividends inside an IRA, because when you sell, all the money comes out taxed as ordinary income. You're going to have to contact the transfer agent for that company and see if they have a program. I know AT&T does, for people who had the original AT&T stock, for example. If they have a program to calculate the total cost value of your current shares based on those dividends. If they were rolled back into the stock, then you have a dividend reinvestment plan, and that custodian of the plan will probably be able to help you get that cost. You know what? You'd probably be better off not selling until you die, because at death, there won't be any tax. There'll be a step up in cost basis just in case you don't have to sell.
If a trust is being held from your house sale proceeds, okay, they're probably talking to text. I'll read it as written. If I trust is being held from house sale proceeds while divorce is litigating, is trust reversible to go back to the homeowners if the house is sold?
Well, your divorce attorneys are going to set up whatever agreement. You sold the house before the divorce was finalized. They're hanging on to the money. The way that money will be split up and taxed depends on the terms of your divorce. So you need to each discuss that with your divorce attorney.
All right. Well, great to talk to you. Stay out of the rain today, Terry. Thank you.
Absolutely. And tomorrow we'll be on for an hour with John at noon answering all the rest of your questions.
All right, get those questions in. And in the meantime, check out terrysavage.com. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.